It's not an easy time to be a career diplomat. Some of those testifying before the House impeachment inquiry in recent weeks have faced threats and smears. President Trump called former U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch bad news, and some other things. Republican congressmembers like Devin Nunes have questioned her integrity.
Let's not pretend that this ambassador hasn't been working with the Democrats, okay? That's been happening.
But career diplomats take an oath to be nonpartisan, and they take that oath seriously, says retired Ambassador Laura Kennedy. Kennedy spent nearly four decades working in the State Department, serving with many of the diplomats now offering testimony to impeachment investigators. I asked her what she's hearing from her former colleagues.
These are career public servants working for both Republican and Democratic presidents. This recent Ukraine scandal and the unwillingness of the Secretary of State to stand up for his people, I think, has crystallized a lot of the concern that's been felt from the beginning in this administration.
What would you like to see Secretary of State Mike Pompeo do?
Well, I would like to see him stand up publicly for the people under his charge. Ambassador Yovanovitch, Ambassador Taylor, both of whom I've known for many years and are widely respected throughout the service, have been really shamefully treated by this administration. So I would like to hear an unabashed defense of them. I would like to see Secretary Pompeo speak more directly to his own workforce. They're very loyal to their bosses. As I say, it's a nonpartisan workforce, but I think they feel very, very let down by what they've seen.
It's interesting because when Mike Pompeo was named to succeed Rex Tillerson, people in the State Department were sort of excited. I mean, he said he'd restore the department's swagger. I think some of your colleagues felt encouraged by Pompeo that he'd actually have their backs.
The bar, unfortunately, though, was set so low. Rex Tillerson, I think, is certainly a decent American, but he was, I think, unfortunately, a hapless Secretary of State, very ill-suited for the job, and obviously did not have a relationship with the president, which Pompeo clearly did, although I think swagger is not what diplomats do. I mean, that has the connotation of being a braggart and a bit of a bully, but what they did want was to feel empowered and respected. But in addition to the fact that senior diplomats were shown the door, people were treated as Obama holdovers, not respected as being career diplomats. But in fact, Pompeo has followed the script in many ways, and in some cases, even more emphatically than under Tillerson. For example, there's not a single assistant secretary from the career ranks who's been nominated, except for the director general of the Foreign Service, which is the one position that's fixed by law that says you have to come from the Foreign Service. So you see a shutting out of the career ranks from senior leadership positions, which is really a sign of a lack of respect for the service, even if, you know, some of the words are the right ones.
What are your former colleagues saying about what it's like to go to work every day at the State Department? I mean, it's a sort of odd atmosphere right now, isn't it?
It is. And as you've seen, Mike McKinley, one of our, again, most senior respected diplomats, felt obligated to resign because he felt that despite his several times requests, there was no willingness to stand up publicly for his colleagues in the Foreign Service, in the State Department.
You served many years in the State Department. Does it really feel nonpartisan when you're there? I would think that the politics of the White House would seep in somehow.
It is nonpartisan. That's our bureaucratic culture. Of course, we're all individuals. We're entitled to our political beliefs. But we take the Hatch Act, a legislation that governs the civil service and prohibits political activity. We take this very, very seriously. So they keep their opinions to themselves on the job, which is not to say that they have felt very, very let down by the treatment that they have received from this administration.
You mentioned former U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine, Maria Yovanovitch, who was kind of chased out and badmouthed.
Chased out is right. The fact that she's told to get on the next plane out. I served in the old Soviet Union where we had a term persona non grata when you were thrown out by your host government and told you had. Even then, I think we usually got 48 hours or 72 hours. So to be told by your own people to get on the next plane out as if you had done something wrong was just profoundly shocking. I found that just exemplifies how shabbily people have been treated.
Ambassador Kennedy, how many years did you work for the State Department?
It's about almost 38 years with the State Department.
After serving as long as you did, when you read through these transcripts of what's being said by State Department staffers during these impeachment inquiries, what do you think?
I've known both Ambassadors Taylor and Yovanovitch for many, many years. They are both the straightest of straight arrows. And Ambassador Yovanovitch, when she sought to get at the root of this vendetta against her, not only did the Secretary of State refuse to speak to one of his own ambassadors, but even his counselor refused a meeting with her. I think that's just really dereliction of duty.
Former Ambassador Laura Kennedy, she served beside many of the diplomats now offering testimony to impeachment investigators.